Today, our Veterans Voices series continues with the Honor Flight Network, a nonprofit organization that celebrates America's veterans by transporting them to Washington, D.C. to visit their memorials. Air Force veteran and Wright State student Matt Bauer of Vandalia spoke to his grandfather, Air Force veteran Norbert Bauer, about his recent Honor Flight trip and his military service.
You were in Alaska for 2 years?
2 years.
Because that was during...
During the Korean War.
Right. So what was your job during that time?
I was in the air rescue group up there, and one of our planes did crash, and we brought them back in body bags. And one of the guys they brought back was the roommate that lived right across the hall from me.
Wow.
And his brother was also there, but he survived.
That's horrible.
It sure is.
What about during the Vietnam conflict? What was your job and where were you at during that time?
If you look on a world map, I was above Hanoi.
Oh, wow.
But we supported the F-4 fighters.
That's got to be a pretty cool job.
Well.
Is the rumor that fighter pilots are a bunch of arrogant people, is that true?
No comment.
Good.
Because I got a bunch of friends.
Understood. You said you've been to all 50 states, and I'm going to go ahead and include you've been to D.C. just recently.
I've been down to D.C. for the Honor Flight.
Explain what the Honor Flight is.
Only certain cities have this, and Dayton is one of them. And they fly into D.C. on a charter plane. They have buses. They escort you to different memorials.
How was your day kind of structured? Do you go directly to the memorials, or is there like an in-briefing or anything?
Well, my day consisted of me getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Maybe an hour or so, we're flying to Washington. Get off the plane there, and there's a bunch of people greeting us there, hollering, ranting, singing, hollering. So and then they... police escort through Washington, D.C.
Wow, like you're the president.
I think we're higher than the president. But that gives you a little chance to maybe close your eyes for a few minutes.
Well, so, you've been up since 2, so yeah, I would hope you get a little nap time in there.
Well, it's very short.
Sure.
But we started out at Lincoln Memorial and almost shaking hands with Lincoln sitting in his chair. And... we went to the Korean Memorial. We went to the Vietnam Memorial. And it's really pathetic to see all these names that these people were killed.
Mm-hmm.
But it's to retain your sanity, I have to say prayer for them and move on.
Mm-hmm.
And then there, previously, somebody contacted one of your family members, and everybody who could would write a letter to you, tell you what they valued, what you did, what have you. So they have a big 9x12 envelope and has your name on it, and they call out your name and they pass it on.
Wow.
It kind of makes the hair in the back of your neck stand up.
Mm-hmm.
Getting this appreciation that you never got before.
Mm-hmm.
You're flying high.
Yeah.
The simplest way I can explain it. It's just, I've been flying high since then.
That was Air Force veteran Norbert Bauer, interviewed by his grandson, Air Force veteran Matt Bauer. Veterans Voices is produced in collaboration with the Veteran and Military Center at Wright State University. This series is supported in part by a grant from the Jacob G. Schmidlatt Trust's Fifth Third Bank trustee.